We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer, the executive director of the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, want to talk about Canola College coming up on the 28th of March. But first of all, let's talk about you're just back from our nation's capital. You had some meetings with other canola folks, U.S. Canola Association. Give us an update what's going on in D.C. and what the canola folks were up to.
Well, Ron, we did meet with the representatives of the canola producers across the U.S., and there's tremendous optimism about the canola industry. Right now, we have become the second leading producing area of the country for canola here in the Great Plains, led by Oklahoma, and that's not going to change for the foreseeable future. Tremendous potential for this crop. We did get to visit with our congressman from Oklahoma, and also our Kansas friends also visited with theirs. The big focus, of course, with the canola growers is, are we going to get a farm bill? And we met with the representatives of the of our leading spokespeople on that, and they're very optimistic, and so we're very hopeful about that.
Where does canola fit into the farm safety net of the commodity title?
Well, of course, with the recent history or its recent evolution of canola, we're not as far along as a lot of other crops. But there is insurance available for canola in 10 or more counties here in Oklahoma. No coverage in Kansas yet. Written agreements are the norm for the day, but we're steadily moving into what will make us look like all the other crops. And that's a good thing. Growers need to have the same safety net for this crop as they have for their others.
No, we talked with some of our crop insurance folks as we went into the growing or into the planting season for 2013. Any hope of expanding those 10 counties by RMA for 2014?
By then, yes, we will have more counties being covered. We've had those most important ones covered so far, but as the acreage expands, we need to throw that safety net out there over those new growers in those new counties. And, yeah, we're very optimistic about that.
Let's talk about Canola College. Great Plains Canola Association lead sponsor on that. Coming up quick, March 28th in Enid. Tell us, give us some details.
Lots of good pre-registrations for that event, which means folks are excited about it. We have an outstanding slate of speakers, both veteran growers and experts from our university, from Oklahoma State University and K-State. We're going to talk about weed control and insect control and getting the crop off to the right start. Our veteran growers are going to talk about how even our other veteran growers can get that next 10 bushels. That's really our focus. This is going to be a premier educational and training event, and pre-registrations are really high, and so we're optimistic, and we think our growers are too.
You know, when you think about this particular event, of course, it's kind of a replacement for what we had the last couple of years, Canola U, and that had a lot of interest. But we're continuing to see more and more wheat producers that up to now just been watching their neighbors. Now they're thinking, well, maybe I need to try canola.
That's absolutely correct. As you well know, when the researchers started looking at this crop about a decade ago, its only purpose was to be rotated with wheat to clean up those problematic, troublesome, couldn't control wheat weeds. And they were having a tremendous impact on the quality of our wheat. But we found out this crop does very well as a standalone crop. Economic returns can be very good. And so we get the rotational benefit following the wheat crop or following the canola crop with wheat. We clean up those weeds and make some money doing it. So every year we're seeing more and more come into the fold and understand what this crop, the potential for this crop on their own places.
March 28th is the date for Canola College, right?
That's correct. March 28th, Fairgrounds Pavilion in Enid. I think it will be well worth any grower's time, whether they've ever put a seed in the ground before or whether they've been doing this for a decade. Our pre-registration say folks from all across the board are interested in this event, and we're looking forward to seeing them on the 28th.
Dr. Ron Scholer, the executive director of the Great Plains Canola Association, talking about Canola College. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.